Penguin Audio presents A Stranger Like You by Elizabeth Brundage, read by Ellen Archer and Robert Petkoff. Part 1. The Premise. Chapter 1. Los Angeles, 2005. He had been watching her for days. Methodically, he'd researched her background on the internet. She'd been raised in New Jersey and had gone to Yale. According to Variety, she was on the fast track, and Harold Unger, her boss at Gladiator Films, was paying her six figures for it. Surprisingly, Hedda Chase was not attractive. A photograph revealed the calamity of her looks, a gangly, unsmiling woman in somber clothing with a bent nose that should have been fixed and a distracting little mole on her cheek that beckoned a dermatologist. It was a face you might have seen in a history book, chronicling some anonymous woman's plight in the Dust Bowl, and Hugh could only assume that, in a town like Hollywood, where most of the women insisted on being perfect, her indifference to her appearance was deliberate and may have accounted for the attitude she exuded, a kind of forlorn complacency. She lived in a bungalow in Los Feliz, on Lomita Avenue. It was a one-story Spanish-style cottage, circa 1920s, hidden behind tall hedges with a single garage in the rear. A small tool shed supplied an ideal hiding place, and it was from inside its sweltering quarters that he'd witnessed her for the first time. At 6:30 on a Wednesday evening in late spring, a vintage blue BMW pulled into the driveway and parked in the garage, its flanks buffed to a shine. Chase emerged from the dark garage.